Good morning, first of all, to Virat Kohli for proving the naysayers wrong again and also for subtly hitting back at the Australian commentators after winning the test match. Virat Kohli attributed emergence of Jasprit Bumrah as a lethal pacer to India's amazing domestic culture. But in a subtle yet classy response to the uncharitable comments made by former Australian cricketers O'Keefe and Mark Waugh, man of the match Bumrah rubbed it in by mentioning Ranji Trophy as the reason behind his success. It is 31st day of December, the last day of the year, and not just wishing him good morning, he shouldn't even get a Happy New Year wish. Well, who's he and what did he say? Well, meet the Vice-Chancellor of Purvanchal University, Raja Ram Yadav, who has waded into controversy after remarks that encourage students to get into fights and even commit murders. Yes, you heard that right. This is UP after all. What use can an education serve? They just need to lynch Muslims in the name of cows or rape, so the education being imparted will generate more recruits for the army. Well, not Indian army, of course, but the Bajrang Dal, Hindu Yuva Vahini et al. And other mom and pop terror outfits in making. Anyway, at a college function in Ghazipur on Saturday, Raja Ram Yadav said, and we quote, "If you're a student of this university, never come crying to me. If you ever get into a fight, beat them. If possible, murder them. We'll take care of it later." Wah. Raja Ram Yadav belongs to which organization? Well, no guesses there. And he is the vice chancellor and a self-confessed RSS Pracharak, who also has close links with some senior BJP leaders. Recently, in October, he shot himself into fame after a Ram Katha was organized inside the university premises. Ghazipur, that is the name you should remember out of this story as well, because coincidentally or not, Ghazipur was where a police constable Suresh Vats was killed by a mob, allegedly belonging to Nishad party, the same evening when Raja Ram Yadav ji was giving his encouraging speech. Constable Suresh Vats was on duty for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rally in Ghazipur and was on his way back when he was attacked by a mob of protesters. He died on the spot, pointing out that in view of the Prime Minister's rally in Ghazipur, any intelligence agency would have known about the protest. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said, and we quote, "The incident has happened because of what the Chief Minister keeps on saying. Thok do, shoot them. The truth is that whichever officer finds out he is going to be transferred, he carries out an encounter and ensures a continuation of postings." Well, it is that time of the year. Yes, New Year, of course, but also the anniversary of Battle of Goregaon Bhima of 1818, which Dalits in Maharashtra commemorate. Bhima Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad reached Pune amid heavy police security on Sunday, well, after being allegedly detained in Mumbai on Saturday. His supporters had alleged on Saturday that he was detained at his Mumbai hotel, a charge police denied. Speaking to the media, Azad said he will visit Goregaon Bhima even if the government uses force to stop him. Police are claiming they have seized a letter which talks about danger to the Prime Minister's life. However, it is clear that at present there is a danger to humanity, is what Azad said. And while speaking to dangers to humanity, let's move to international news before we send the year packing. The leader of Bangladesh's opposition alliance has described Sunday's general election, which saw Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina win with a thumping majority, as farcical, saying any outcome would be rejected and demanding that a new vote be held. The country's election commission said earlier on Monday that Hasina had won a third straight term, with the alliance dominated by her Awami League winning 287 of the 298 seats. The main opposition, Bangladesh Nationalist Party, or the BNP, which boycotted the last poll in 2014, won just 6 seats. At least 17 people were killed on election day, with claims ruling Awami League rigged country's first contested election in a decade. And how can we end the year's podcast with the latest of what Donald J. Trump has said? Well, President Donald Trump has compared the wall he wants to build along the US-Mexico border with the protection at the Washington, D.C. home of his predecessor Barack Obama. Quote, "President and Mrs. Obama built or has a 10-foot wall around their D.C. mansion or compound. I agree, totally necessary for their safety and security. The US needs the same thing, slightly larger version, EFE News quoted Trump as saying on Sunday. And that is all that we have for you for today and for this year. We will be back on the 2nd of January. Enjoy the coming in of the new year. Stay safe, play safe, and stay hydrated and rested. Wishing you a great start to the new year. And thank you for listening to us into 2018. With more news and some views, we will be with you in 2019, the year when India will test its democracy. Goodbye, and wishing everyone a happy new year. This is Naved signing off 2018. Until later, goodbye.